Most people who live in the country now demand social facilities comparable to those found in towns. New types of rural dwellers and different patterns of settlements require a fresh approach in education and planning. But an even stronger demand for changes in the countryside comes from people who do not live there except during their holidays, who do not work there for more than short periods, or who go there only for recreation. These are mainly the town people, the 85% of Britain's population who live on 10% of the land. With their new mobility and free time, over 40 million people pour onto the countryside, not evenly spread on all the rest of the land, but onto the choicest pieces of coast and country. As many of the new rural populations of retired people and commuters choose to live in such spots, the result is increasingly unsatisfactory for everyone. In sum, this problem is one of too many people in a few select localities, often concentrated together in too short a time. These town dwellers expect the countryside to include hedgerows, green and gold fields, shady nooks, commons on which to play and picnic, and all the variety and detail which makes Britain's landscape so attractive. Very few of them realize that the landscape is largely man-made and requires considerable planning and management, and they are not yet ready to pay the economic price for their use and enjoyment of the countryside. Tourism is the biggest earner of American dollars. Outdoor recreation is big business. But neither contributes much directly to paying for the view, and few of those who receive the direct benefit of visitors in a locality are involved in the management of local natural resources. Yet land must be managed to meet the new scale of these modern activities, and they, in turn, must somehow be made to subscribe toward the cost of maintaining and creating an attractive landscape.